Perkei Mishnah Chav Beis Kol Mishi Yesh Biyado Shlosh Dvarim Halalu Hu Mitalmida Shel Avram Avinu Hu Shlosh Dvarim Acherim Hu Mitalmida Shel Bilam HaRasha. Anybody who has the following three attributes is considered to be among the students, the disciples of Avram Avinu, and anyone who has the other three attributes is a disciple of none other than Bilam HaRasha. What are the three attributes? Says the Mishnah, Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, V'nefesh Shefala Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu. Ayin Ra, Ruach Gvoa, V'nefesh Rechava Mitalmidav Shel Bilam. Anyone has a good eye, a humble mind, and an undemanding soul. These are the three characteristic traits of Avram Avinu, and thus, one who has a good eye, Ayin Tova, one who is humble, Ruach Nemucha, and one who has a nuf nefesh, Shefala, an undemanding soul, is considered to be a disciple of our patriarch Avram. However, one who has an evil eye, a haughty mind, and a demanding soul, is considered to have the characteristics of Bilam, and thus is the disciple of Bilam. As opposed to taking a look at the independent characteristic traits of the students of Avraham and Bilam, I'd like to look at more broadly the contrast that takes place in this Mishnah between Avraham and Bilam. Thus far in the Mishnayos Avos, we have not really contrasted two individuals. Rather, we focus on the characteristic traits and the outstanding markings of some of the great Jewish leaders. However, this particular Mishnah does something interesting in the respect that it contrasts these two individuals, Avram Avinu on the one hand and Bilam HaRasha on the other. What's significant about this contrast? There's one approach as follows. Avram Avinu was a man of great wealth, of great power, highly looked up to. Bilam HaRasha, too, was a man of great wealth, extraordinary power, and also very, very significantly looked up to. But look at where these two people were headed. What the Mishnah is telling us is that two people can have very similar characteristic traits, can have very similar backgrounds, have very similar strengths, but one can become an Avram, and the other can become a Bilam. What did Avram do with his power, his strength, his interests? He built up other people. He was the Ish HaChesed. He was the paradigm of righteousness, of kindness. He brought other people into his tent. He fed them. He took care of them. He taught them. He looked after them. Bilam HaRasha, all he wanted to do and what he's famous for, what he's well known for, is the fact that he wanted to curse the Jewish people. He wanted to take the Jewish people down. He could have done something great with his power, with his talents, with his speech. But instead, what did he do? He took the Jewish people down. In life, more often than not, there are always two people who are very, very similar. But the question is, what do we do with the powers, with the talents, with the traits that we are given? Will we use them to become the person I can be? Or will we use them, lo aleinu, to really cause havoc and not accomplish the goals that we can? In a related comment, the Midrash Rabban Parshas Balak notes that the reason that Bilam was given such great strength and such extraordinary power and such an extraordinary talent to be able to speak with such fluency was for the following reason. God created, built, brought a Bilam to this world in order that the nations of the world would never be able to say, Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu k'shem shehemin malachim v'chacham v'nevim l'Yisrael, no non-Jew will ever say, if we would have had a prophet the likes of Moshe, if we would have had an Abram, it's Yitzchak, Yaakov, a Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, then we could have also become the Jewish nation. We could have also been L'Or L'Goyim. Says the Medrash, no, there's no longer a pischon peh, there's no longer an ability for the Umos Olam to say, we could have, should have, because you also had a Bilam. Hemit Shlomo Melech al Yisrael v'kol ha'aretz, v'chein as Nebuchadnezzar. We have a Shlomo, they had a Nebuchadnezzar. What did Shlomo do? Zeh bana beis ha'mikdash v'amar ba, kama renonas v'tachanunim, v'zeh hechrivu v'charef v'gidev. David HaMelech, Shlomo his son, built the beis ha'mikdash. They praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Tehillim, and by offering karbanos, and what did Nebuchadnezzar do? He ripped it down. He tore it down. Nasan leDavid Osher v'lakach habayis lishmo. David HaMelech was given power, and what did he do with his power, with his strength, with his might, and with his wisdom? He built a Beis Hamikdash. V'nasan leHaman Osher v'lakach uma shleva letovcham. And Haman was also given power, strength, and riches. And what did he do, Haman? He tore the Jewish people down. And as the Rambam most eloquently says in Hilchos Tshuva, that any human being can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu or a Rasha like Yeravim binavat. We have so much ability, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody the power, the strength, and the wherewithal to succeed. And thus, the contrast that this Mishnah is bringing out is you could be like an Avram, you could be like a Bilam. You could be like a Moshe, you could be like a Bilam. You could be a Shlomo, you could be a David, you could be a Haman, you could be a Nebuchadnezzar. It's up to you. Everybody's given talent. Everybody's given kochos. Everybody's given strengths. But what are you going to do with it? Are you going to be kind? Are you going to be generous? Are you going to be philanthropic? Are you going to be a teacher? Are you going to be an Avram? Or are you going to be like a Bilam to take people down? We've noted it before in this podcast, as the Mishnah says in the beginning of the third parak, Rav Chaim Yevlozhner says in the Mishnah that Asid Liten Esadin V'Cheshbon, that man ultimately is going to give a reckoning and an accounting. And ask Rav Chaim Yevlozhner, what's the difference between din, reckoning, and accounting, and cheshbon? What's the difference between those two terms? What's din? What's justice? What's rule? And what's a cheshbon? What's an accounting? He explains Rav Chaim Yevlozhner, take a look in the Ruach Chaim, that there are two judgments that man will have b'sof yomav, at the end of his days. He'll have a din, you'll have an accounting and a reckoning for what you did. But there'll be a cheshbon for what you could have done, for what you could have accomplished. You could have been an Avram Avinu, Bilam. You could have been a Moshe Rabbeinu, Bilam. Shlomo, David, Nebuchadnezzar also could have done great. Haman also had the power. He also had the strength, the might, the wisdom, the ability, the power, and all of those indications that other great tzaddikim had. But what did they do with it? And thus the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin himself says in his work in Shar Aleph, that's the meaning of the pasuk that by Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, v'hine sulam mutzav artzav erosho me'agia hashemayma. The simple meaning of the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu went to rest, he went to lie down, and in his dream he saw a ladder going up and down, and malachim going up and down. But explains Reb Chaim Mivolozhin differently, that what it means is that God has a picture of every human being, up and down, kaviyachol, two cards, a card, a picture of me in this world, down below, what do I look like, and what do I look like in the heavens above, and those two cards ultimately should be matching. The human being below should look like the picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of us up above. And that's the ultimate test, that's the ultimate din, v'cheshbon, that's the ultimate accounting that's going to take place at the end of my life. After 120 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, does your picture match? Do you look the same? Do you do and did you accomplish everything that I know you could have and should have and had to? As famously the Netziv, when he made a siyum, and he was asked, why are you particularly making a siyum? Now you finished so many svarim, you wrote so much, you finished so much of Shas, and so many svarim. What's unique about this siyum? And he explained that he had a dream, and he understood that there was the ability for him to fall apart, and not to grow, and not to accomplish. And he said that he saw in his dream that he wasn't going to be able to do what he could have done, and his parents were talking, saying, we have to let Neftali Tzvi out of cheder, out of yeshiva, he's not going to accomplish, let him go out to work and allow him to be a shoemaker. And it's not a bad thing that it's said to be a shoemaker, but I know that I could have done much more. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a picture of me, who I can be and what I'm supposed to be. And now today I'm making a scene because I finished the Shiltis, and I finished writing the Merome Sada, and I finished writing the Emek Dover, and I see that I could have accomplished, and I did accomplish, and if I didn't, I would have gone up to Shemayim. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Naftali Tzvi, where's your Shiltis? Where's your commentary, the Netziv? Where's your Emek Dover? Where's your Merome Sada? Where's your commentary in the Shiltis? There's so much that you could have done. And thus the Netziv said, I hope and I pray that I've accomplished and that my picture is the same picture now below as it is above. It's an outstanding book, a contemporary, which gives us a little bit of this sense in contemporary modern times. The book is called The Other Wes Moore. I suggest you take a look at it. It's about two kids, both named Wes Moore. Both were born blocks apart from each other, lived near each other in the slums of Harlem in Baltimore. I apologize. And they had very difficult childhoods, difficult lives, difficult situations that they ran into. Both hung out on the street corners with their crews, with their friends, with their foes. Both ran into trouble with the police. However, one of them, Wes Moore, grew up to be a Rhodes Scholar, decorated veteran, a White House fellow, and a business leader. While the other, Wes Moore, ended up a convicted murderer serving a life sentence. And Wes Moore, the author of this fascinating book, sets out to answer these profound questions. Why did I make it? Why did I wind up in the White House? How could it be that I'm a Rhodes Scholar and a decorated veteran, and my other, Wes Moore, my neighbor,
ultimately winds out in a life convicted in prison. But this is what this Mishnah is teaching us, and this is what we have to contemplate, consider, making sure our picture below is the picture that Hashem has of us above. And that's the story with the Netziv, and that's what this Mishnah teaches us. Are we like Avraham, or are we going to be like Bilam? Either or, we could go in either direction. And that's the contrast of this Mishnah. May we be zocha to be the students of Avraham Avinu and live up to our potential.